Open models narrow AI gap. The open source AI community has scored a significant win. The upgraded DeepSeek R1 model now performs nearly on par with OpenAI's O3 High model on the LiveCodeBench benchmark, a widely watched gauge of code generation and reasoning skills. This is notable because LiveCodeBench is a tough, real-world test, and O3 High is a state-of-the-art proprietary model. The new DeepSeek R1 0528 is also available via the official API at the same pricing as previous versions. Meanwhile, the open source reasoning race continues to heat up. OpenThinker 3.7b, a 7 billion parameter model fine-tuned on the OpenThoughts 3.1.2m dataset, now outperforms other strong reasoning models like DeepSeek R1 Distill Qwen 7b and Llama 3.1 Nemotron Nano 8b v1 on a swath of benchmarks, including math, code, and science tasks. Remarkably, OpenThinker 3.7b achieves these results using only supervised fine-tuning, no reinforcement learning, suggesting that careful data curation and scaling remain powerful levers for model quality. The upshot: open models are closing the gap with closed proprietary systems at a surprising pace, particularly in code generation and reasoning. This raises the bar for what's possible outside the walled gardens of big tech, and signals a more democratized future for advanced AI capabilities. Reasoning, embodiment, and physical AI. Physical reasoning and embodied intelligence are emerging as new frontiers for open models. NVIDIA's Cosmos Reason 1 models are designed to understand physical common sense, space, time, and basic physics, enabling long chain of thought reasoning about how agents should act in the world. These models are post-trained with both supervised and reinforcement learning on physical reasoning data and are based on the Qwen 2.5 architecture. Cosmos Reason 1 is positioned as a planning model for embodied agents with immediate commercial applicability. On the affordable end of the spectrum, Hugging Face's Small VLA, Small Vision Language Action model packs just 450 million parameters, but is designed for efficient robotics tasks. Small VLA can be fine-tuned on custom datasets and integrates vision, language, and action policies, making it accessible for research and real-world robotics on a budget. These developments underscore a broader trend. Reasoning about the physical world, historically a major weakness for language models, is now being tackled head-on. The intersection of vision, language, and action is where the next breakthroughs for robotics and embodied AI are likely to emerge. Benchmarks, robustness, and reliability. Despite rapid progress, concerns about reliability and mundane robustness remain front and center. As one practitioner notes, there's a glaring need for up-to-date LLM benchmarks that focus on basic deterministic tasks, such as positional extraction, format compliance, and simple copy editing that can be programmatically verified. These stupid easy tasks are critical for workflows that depend on consistency and accuracy. Yet many LLMs still stumble on them. The unreliability of LLMs is more than an academic gripe. It's a core bottleneck for broader adoption. As outlined in a recent analysis, most users still interact with LLMs sporadically, largely because the models can't be trusted to work the same way twice. The clearest value so far has been in code generation, where outputs are verifiable and deterministic. For other use cases, builders are advised to design systems that anticipate and manage model variants, rather than waiting for models to become perfectly reliable. There's clear appetite for models that optimize for reliability on basic tasks, but the field still lacks standardized, widely adopted benchmarks for this kind of mundane robustness. Progress here may be less flashy than headline-grabbing benchmarks, but it's essential for real-world utility. New embedding models and vector flexibility. Text embedding models continue to evolve, with the Qwen 3 Embedding 4B series setting new standards for flexibility and multilingual capability. These models, tailored for text retrieval and ranking, support over 100 languages, including code, and offer vector dimensions that can be arbitrarily chosen up to a maximum. This flexibility is particularly valuable for developers using vector databases like PGVector, which have hard limits on vector size. The Qwen 3 models allow embeddings to be resized to fit storage constraints, but questions remain about the impact on retrieval accuracy when reducing dimensionality. The official documentation touts state-of-the-art performance on the MTEB, Massive Text Embedding Benchmark, but the details of their dimension reduction technique are opaque, and empirical evidence on the trade-offs is sparse. As the retrieval-augmented generation paradigm becomes more mainstream, this kind of embedding versatility is increasingly important. Developers are also seeking smoother integration of external vector databases, like PhiSS or ChromaDB, into frameworks such as OpenWeb UI, though clear plug-and-play solutions are still emerging. Customization, fine-tuning, and local LLMs. The local LLM ecosystem is maturing, enabling more users to fine-tune and deploy models entirely on their own hardware. One user outlines a plan to run a local academic editing assistant using a 512GB Mac Studio, prepping 4GB of custom data for fine-tuning. The appeal is clear. Privacy, cost control, and the ability to tailor models to highly specific workflows that differ from generic cloud LLM outputs. For those seeking uncensored, affordable models for vertical search or knowledge-based tasks, the open-source landscape offers a range of options. The main challenge is balancing cost, performance, and the ethical, legal implications of running uncensored models, especially for sensitive domains. On the research side, tools like Paper2Poster automate the creation of scientific posters from papers using combinations of local and API-based LLMs. This flexibility, choosing between local deployment for privacy and APIs for performance, reflects a broader trend toward composable, user-driven AI workflows. Classic algorithms, new tricks. Classic neural network research is also seeing new twists. A recent paper revisits the original all-or-none step function activation, essentially a binary threshold used in the earliest McCulloch-Pitts neurons. Training deep neural networks with this 0-1 activation has been historically difficult due to its discontinuity and lack of useful gradients. The new approach reformulates the training as an unconstrained optimization problem, solvable by block coordinate descent, BCD, and introduces MIC2O regularization to accelerate training and compress networks. Results show competitive classification performance across datasets like MNIST and CIFAR-10-100, suggesting that binary activations may yet have a role in efficient, robust networks. On the practical learning side, tutorials are emerging on implementing backpropagation with automatic differentiation from scratch in Python, helping demystify the nuts and bolts of neural network training for newcomers. Hardware, ITAD, and data security. While software races ahead, the physical realities of hardware lifecycle management remain critical. A deep dive into a major IT asset disposition, ITAD, facility reveals the intricate processes required to securely wipe, track, and dispose of hyperscale hardware. For hyperscalers, think cloud giants, the biggest risk is data escape, not just physical loss. Every device is inventoried and tracked, from obvious drives to obscure embedded storage, before being wiped or physically destroyed. Fragmentation, hidden drives, and human error all complicate the process, underscoring why robust ITAD is a non-negotiable element for modern data centers. On the frontiers of hardware, silicon photonics continues to push boundaries. Researchers have demonstrated a compact, voltage-efficient Mach-Zehnder modulator using indium tin oxide, ITO, integrated into silicon photonics, achieving a half-wave voltage length product of just 0.52 volt millimeters. Such advances promise more efficient electro-optic modulators for telecom, quantum, and RF photonics, key ingredients for the data infrastructure underpinning AI progress. AI, disinformation, and geopolitics. The intersection of AI and information warfare is becoming more pronounced. The Atlantic Council's DFR lab and others have uncovered Russia's Pravda and Portal Combat networks, which operate hundreds of websites worldwide, mimicking local news outlets to amplify pro-Kremlin narratives. These sites have published over 3.7 million articles, often copy-pasted to mimic legitimate news, and are increasingly leveraging AI to automate and scale disinformation campaigns. The implications are serious. Such networks threaten not just public discourse, but also the integrity of open-source intelligence, OSINT, and the datasets used to train future AI models. As AI-generated content becomes more sophisticated, distinguishing real from fake will only get harder. raising urgent questions about information integrity, trust, and AI safety on a global scale. Software tools and the Unix philosophy revisited. The software stack continues to evolve, with new tools and old debates alike. Projects like Screenshot to Code leverage AI, Claude Sonnet 3.7, GPT-4o, and others, to convert screenshots or Figma designs directly into clean, functional code, with experimental support for video-based prototyping. While results from open-source models lag behind proprietary ones, the tooling ecosystem is expanding rapidly. Meanwhile, the perennial debate over the Unix philosophy, small, composable programs communicating via plain text, remains alive. Contemporary critiques argue that the philosophy is often misunderstood and misapplied, especially in the context of modern microservices and complex systems. The core idea, the critics say, is not about pipelines or plain text per se, but about designing software with clear boundaries and composability. As AI and distributed systems grow more complex, these design lessons are as relevant as ever. Finally, niche utilities like Go-based rule-set converters, e.g. for Clash and Singbox firewall configs, show that even in an age of AI, the need for pragmatic, glue-like tools to bridge software ecosystems is undiminished.